It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Trinity Parkway is dead. The Dallas City Council this morning pulled its support for the controversial toll road along the Trinity River. KERA's Christina Martinez looks back at the long road to today's vote.
On a mild summer day 3 years ago, scores of toll road opponents carried an empty wooden casket through the Bishop Arts District. They had gathered for a symbolic funeral for the Trinity Parkway, but it was not a somber occasion. There were eulogies for the project, and people signed large sympathy cards. Angela Hunt was there. She's a former Dallas City Council member who for years opposed the Trinity Toll Road. In 2014, it was a little early for a funeral. The project wasn't dead, but Hunt said it needed to be.
This toll road is unnecessary. It's unnecessary for transportation needs. It's unnecessary to create the park. And I think it's really a time for us to move forward as a city and accept the fact that this is a bad project, bad use of taxpayer dollars, and we need to move on.
In 1998, Dallas voters approved funding for a road and a park along the Trinity. In 2007, voters approved a referendum on the project. While the Dallas City Council supported the Trinity Parkway, Hunt was in the minority. She thought it had grown too big. Through the years, Hunt continued her fight against the toll road. Others joined her, and the voices of the opposition grew louder. In 2015, Mayor Mike Rawlings commissioned a design team to reimagine the toll road as a smaller, meandering parkway. Supporters of the Trinity Parkway had long backed the road because it would relieve traffic congestion on nearby highways. Data released by the State Transportation Department showed otherwise. After years of support, council members gathered around the horseshoe at Dallas City Hall and killed the Trinity Parkway. It took just 30 minutes. Ricky Callahan was one of two council members who voted to keep the parkway alive.
For those that shifted their loyalty, then obviously I'm very dismayed and disillusioned and disappointed in the actions that you took because, again, how could so many former people be wrong?
Callahan represents Southeast Dallas and thinks the toll road would help his district. He wants his colleagues to find ways to help Southern Dallas. Councilmember Lee Kleinman promised to do so.
I pledge on the Mobility and Infrastructure Committee that we're going to figure out how to make sure that there are transportation options and mobility options for that part of Dallas. I think that's critical.
Councilmember Kevin Felder, who represents parts of South Dallas, pointed out a road alone isn't going to help residents who live south of Interstate 30.
We have a plethora of problems and issues that have been decades in the making in South Dallas in the southern sector. There's no silver bullet.
In the end, Felder and 12 of his council colleagues voted to pull support for the Trinity Parkway. After the vote, council member Sandy Grayson pointed out Angela Hunt, who is at the meeting.
If this is anybody's day, it is Angela Hunt's day. Congratulations, Angela Hunt.
10 years after she launched a campaign to kill the Trinity Parkway, Angela Hunt was there to see the Dallas City Council hammer the final nail in the coffin. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
The city of Dallas is still interested in building a park along the Trinity River. The city council today voted 9-6 on a management plan for park construction. Visit keranews.org to explore a timeline about the history of the Trinity Parkway. Today, the NHL's Dallas Stars became the first Texas professional sports franchise to officially oppose the so-called bathroom bill. Meanwhile, more than 30 Dallas arts groups have signed a letter in opposition to the proposed legislation that would restrict transgender bathroom access. The controversial bill has stalled at the state capitol in Austin. The Senate has approved its own version, but the House has not taken action. State lawmakers are running out of time. The special session is scheduled to wrap up a week from today. The bathroom measure is one of the most divisive issues facing Texas lawmakers. Andrew Schneider with Houston Public Media explains why.
Few moments better illustrated that division than an exchange between John Whitmire, Dean of the Senate, and Lois Kolkhorst, author of Senate Bill 3, also known as the Bathroom Bill. Here's Whitmire first.
I'm a little concerned if you would use that as your argument that if 400 ministers say something, that's the direction we should go.
I think it was an argument, Dean, to the argument that there were maybe 100 CEOs that have filed a letter against this.
Religious leaders say the bill is needed to protect the privacy of women and girls. Business leaders counter that the bill is discriminatory and will hurt the state's economy. But the divisions aren't always as clean as they might appear.
We do feel like this is something we need for safety and for privacy of our kids, my daughters, my wife. And this is a common sense bill.
Gary Rodenbaugh, co-owner of Rodenbaugh Flooring America and Appliance, based in a Dallas suburb, testified in favor of the bill. He's not convinced SB 3 will hurt Texas business, but he does worry about the government telling him how to run his company. That includes local government.
After hearing it in Houston and what they tried to pass down there, which would have forced mandates on businesses, you know, from a business standpoint, I appreciate what, you know, SB 3 is doing. It doesn't mandate businesses, that we are free to do and make our own decisions.
He's talking about the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, or HERO, which would have banned private employers from discriminating on the basis of gender identity, but which voters repealed.
The Super Bowl could have pulled out. The NCAA Final Four could have pulled out. Businesses could have left, but they didn't.
Nicole Hudgens is a policy analyst with Texas Values, a conservative Christian organization that supports SB 3. The bill would strike down rules similar to HERO that other Texas cities have adopted.
At the end of the day, there are business owners in Texas that believe we should not put dollars before our daughters.
Daughters before dollars has become a mantra for the bill's advocates, and it's one that sets opponents' teeth on edge.
I am still a registered Republican. I am a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and I am the mom of a transgender child.
Kimberly Shapley from the Houston suburb of Pearland testified against the bill with her daughter by her side.
I find it appalling that so many of you supporting segregation profess to be Christians. Jesus the Christ always defended marginalized against the religious politicians of his day, and he's doing it still.
Spectators at the hearing included several clergy members opposed to the bill, among them the Reverend Lisa Hunt, rector of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Houston.
The thing that was very poignant as I attended those sessions, was the pain and the discrimination that Texans who are transgender experience, and the fear that they have that their human dignity won't be respected.
Episcopal Church leaders have threatened to pull their 2018 General Convention out of Austin if the bill passes. The last time the church took such an action was in 1955, when it moved its convention from Houston to protect African American members.
As a matter of consistency with our faith, we didn't want to support economically Jim Crow discrimination in the 50s, and now in the 21st century, discrimination against transgender persons.
According to the interfaith organization Texas Impact, clergy opposed to the bill range from Lutheran bishops and Presbyterian ministers to rabbis and imams. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
And finally, a little city business was done off the field at today's Dallas City Council meeting. Mayor Mike Rawlings honored former Texas Ranger and Baseball Hall of Famer Yvonne Pudge Rodriguez.
Therefore, I, Michael S. Rawlings, Mayor of the City of Dallas, on behalf of the Dallas City Council, do hereby proclaim Monday, August 7, 2017, through Saturday, August 12, 2017, as Pudge Week.
Pudge Rodriguez will have his number 7 jersey retired at Saturday's Rangers game in Arlington. He was just 19 years old when he made his debut with the team in 1991.
You know, he's happy just to be here and just be part of being a Texans. You know, I always say, as I know that I'm coming from a small island in Puerto Rico, but I always feel that this is my home.
Pudge was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame last month. He's considered the first homegrown Ranger to receive the honor. For the evening, partly cloudy skies with a low around 76. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.